And it occurs that his distinction is similar, or perhaps in Paul, it's just another way of expressing a similar thought to this one we just heard from Heraclitus, of we give energy. What we mind, what we pay attention to, determines us. And Heraclitus is saying that those who are awake are minding, are paying attention to that which is behind things, as Einstein said, that which is guiding everything, that which is common to all. When Heraclitus says, one thing alone is wisdom, to understand the thought which steers everything through everything. The world whose experience is common to those who are awake is the mystical unity, the oneness of all things, which can be apprehended only by reason. One must follow what is common to all. Reason is common to all. All becomes one, and one becomes all. He's illustrating Proudhon's point that we discover God by observation and experience. Quote from our January 3rd, 2016 show, Theft of Thought. Proudhon, quote, We discover phenomena and laws by observation and experience. Only this deeper sense reveals to us existence. Humanity believes that God is, but in believing in God, what does it believe? In a word, what is God? Unquote. So Socrates' dilemma, in a way, is asking, in Heraclitus's terms, or very similar terms, how can those who are not minding the truth begin to apprehend it, begin to hear it? And when Heraclitus says the sun is the keeper and guardian of the periods, limiting and judging and heralding and manifesting the changes and seasons which bring forth all things, this cosmic order, which is the same for all things, has not been created, neither by gods nor by men. It always was and is and will be an everlasting and ever-living fire, flaring up according to measure and dying down according to measure. In its advance, the fire will seize, judge, and execute everything. Unquote. When he says this, there's a case to be made that he's explaining Proudhon's point. Quote, the more ignorant man is, the more obedient he is, and the more absolute in his confidence in his guide. But it being a law of man's nature to conform to rule, that is, to discover it by his powers of reflection and reason, man reasons upon the commands of his chiefs. Unquote. Paul's concern, and Heraclitus's and ours, is not religion, but truth. We don't need to be forced to follow our questions, and we can only realize our greatness by following our questions, which requires freedom. Following our questions requires freedom. Emulation simply means we want to be our best selves. To conform to rule simply means to conform to the best. And as Proudhon says, we have the right to be our best selves, i.e., to conform to rule. And the rule is the infinite.